you there when you went in the water? Gosh. Oh, right, you were in the water and then and the landing craft came along, sort of thing.
Got to the top, and luckily there were some chaps there to pull us in, because I hadn't got the strength to get over the top.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They pulled us in, we got on there, we had a hot drink, and then they transferred us to the cruise to Delhi, and she took us back to the locals.
Gosh, when you were in the water, you were in the water for about 3/4 of an hour. Did you swim a long way away from Spartan? Really?
Yeah.
So how far do you think you were away from Spartan?
Oh,
when?
I have no idea.
Really? Just swimming for 3/4 of an hour, sort of medium sort of...
Yeah.
Was the water covered with oil?
Yeah.
Was there any gas around, like cordite, sort of?
Well, there's still some on the Spartan, yeah.
Gosh.
Well, you see, if she'd have gone quick, which we know now she couldn't, she could have stopped you there, wouldn't it, you see?
Right. Right. Did you look back at Spartan as you were swimming away?
Prepared the water.
So, well, did you see how sort of, you know, how she went down or what happened?
No. You could just see part of it. You went back up by there with the aurora afterwards, and you could just see her prepared the water a bit.
Yeah. So she turned right over. So a bit like sort of the top of a whale, or was the water sort of quite calm when you?
Oh, the water's calm enough.
Oh, phew.
Yeah.
But it was freezing. Oh, gosh. So you were still sort of swimming away from Spartan. Did you go sort of out to sea or towards?
No, I just kept swimming. I didn't know which way.
Which way you were going. Right. What could you see when you were in the water, apart from Spartan, and what was going on there?
Well, you could see a few lights here and there.
Other ships.
And then this landing craft loomed up.
Did the ships carry lights at night? Would they make themselves a target?
These lights were from different guns that were firing.
Oh.
You know.
Right. So, some in the distance, and some near you. Gosh, I said.
Pulled some board. They gave us a blanket each and hot drink. And they transferred us to the deli.
Right. Were there many of you in the water together?
A few.
So there's say about a dozen of you.
Oh, at least I should think. Yeah.
Got picked up by the landing craft. Yeah. Gosh. And do you know the name of the landing craft, or did it just have a number?
I don't know what the number was. we had a letter about that from a member of a landing craft, but it was an English landing craft, and they picked them all up, some of the Spartan boys, and I had a letter asking if I was in love with them, but I was American picking up.
Right. Well, how did they treat you on the landing craft? What were they like?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
And did you see what happened to the captain or any of the other officers?
No. That landing craft. Transferred us to Delhi, and there was a lot more there.
Did you recognise anybody who was picked up by the landing craft? Any of your friends or anything?
No.
Didn't
see anybody that I really knew until they put us on the Manchester bus.
Right.
And as soon as we got on there, the officer Kennard come searching right to find us.
And did most of your little group survive? Good. And can I...
Governor Bellamy, who I've told you about before, he got picked up on another boat, and he didn't get down to Naples for 3 days. And I was just about to write a letter to his mother to say that he'd been lost.
Gosh, phew. So after the landing craft, you were transferred to the...
Delhi.
And what happened on there?
Well, I just transported us into Naples. She was old and she was...
And how did you compare to Spartan? What was the difference?
Yeah.
No comparison.
Oh, no. She was doing a good job.
How did they treat you on
very well. Yeah, food and drink.
Did you?
Cocoa is coffee for you.
Right. So when you're in the water, did you have to take your boiler suit off?
No, I didn't.
You were stuck with it. And it was weighing you down in the water.
Yeah, you kept
it. Gosh. Did you? Gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh. But you had a life belt on.
I had a life belt, yeah.
Right. Gosh. Did you have any of your belongings in your pocket? Right. So did you have any keys? And you had a cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Gosh. Did you keep that?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know where it went to.
Oh, gosh. Gosh. So all you had was what you were wearing and your cigarette lighter.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Did you have like an identity disc?
Oh, yeah, you had your tags.
Everybody had one,
yeah.
And you wore it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, what did you have on your ID disc then?
Your name and your number.
And that was it?
That was it.
What sort of metal was it?
Well, no, it wasn't metal,
it was plastic? Early plastic?
No, well.
Baker Light!
Synthetic stuff it was.
Ah.
I don't know if you could explain it, really.
Was it durable? Would it last if you in the water? It was.
I said more prayers than there was half hour, and I'd ever said in my life.
Oh.
And you do.
Yeah. Do you remember what other thoughts were going through your mind? Yeah. And that's.
It was prayers mostly.
Prayers. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. So what happened next to you? Or is there anything else you want to sort of say more about what happened, or anything about the bomb, or what happened on deck, or what anything else you'd like to say about that situation?
Not really, no. We got to stay into the Winchester Castle and gave us a few clothes and a blanket.
Mm.
Then the captain, after a couple of days, mustered us on one of the decks and told us that all the lower deck were going home. Mm. And all officers were staying to go in the port to join the other ship.
Mm.
And we were transported to Algiers. When we got to Algiers, they mustered us all on the quayside.
How did you get to Algiers? What ship was
there? I can't remember.
Right, I wasn't going to let you get away with that one.
Because she was equipped for a ship carrying landing craft. She had all these little landing craft on her side, you know.
Mm.
I can't remember.
Oh, not to worry.
But I can remember the captain telling us that all had been changed. And all lower deck personnel were staying in the Mediterranean and all officers were going home.
And you were told this where?
On the quayside at Algiers.
God. What happened?
Almost a mutiny. Mm.
What did you do?
Went and got drunk.
Really?
Don't
blame me. What could you do?
By 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I should think 25% of the crew were inside.
What, in cells or something?
Yeah, and either the other 75%, I should think 70% were drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. They were all so disappointed and.
Oh, you would be, wouldn't you?
Felt really. Did they?
Oh, yeah, felt good.
Because you were supposed to have had like survivor's leave, weren't you? You didn't have survivor's leave.
What they did, they put us, from then on, they put us on a cargo ship. They put us all in the big hold. No beds, no hammocks, nothing.
After this sort of near mutiny thing.
Go back to Malta.
Mm.
And,
were you treated, was this because almost like a punishment because of the near mutiny? No, it was just that was the only ship going at that time.
We couldn't walk up on that.
Really?
Yeah, well, you couldn't travel on that. All the men in that one room. No. So we walked up and they put us on a Polish packet then.
Do you remember the name of it?
No.
A Polish. A small ship. It's a small
cargo ship.
Cargo ship, right.
And took us back to Malta. And they put us in a rest camp there.
What was it like there?
That's all right. Well, we got nothing. They gave us a bit of money. It was, this rest camp was in the middle of Orange Grove.
Wow.
Well, it was dark when we got there. When we got up in the morning, all these oranges. So eight big one. Got back in the hut. People go, it's a bit of oranges. We couldn't eat them.
Gosh. Gosh.
I think that's been mentioned before, hasn't it?
No, not that. No. No, first place, I think. No, got brain rot.
See those hots? Those hots now with a flat roof and big pumpkins on top, right in there.
Gosh. Yeah. What was all of the Spartan survivors together there?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I
mean, you weren't put in different camps? You weren't put in different camps?
No, everybody went there.
Gosh, I mean, there must have been quite a number of you.
Oh, yeah.
How many would you say were there?
Four,
about 500 or something like that?
Oh, must have been getting that way anyway.
Gosh. And no officers?
We got nothing. Mm. Well, just what we stood up in.
Right. And you didn't get any pay, did you, till...
No, they gave us a little bit, but...
Because was that because you had no identity with you, or was it something?
All records were lost. Yeah.
And it was because of the red tape of the procedures you'd have to follow to give you your pay.
Yeah.
Gosh, were there any officers with you at all?
Oh yeah, there was some officers, but I don't know who they were then. Well, they were treated all right in Malta.
Were there any Royal Marines with you? Were the Marines with you together, sort of thing?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Right. Because they seem to be like a separate, have their own...
separate unit.
Yeah, on board ship.
Yeah.
So you never had any dealings with any Marines at any point?
No,
you didn't.
No.
And you...
There probably was, but...
So what sort of food did you get there in that camp
Not too bad.
It was okay.
I remember we had a sandstorm when we were there.
What happened?
Oh, anyway, you're covered in sand. Terrible. You couldn't keep it out,
Really?
There was a little hole that blew through there, like a tap.
Gosh, and you had to sort of stay in and batten down your...
Yeah. When you went to bed at night, you went like that, and you shook with a blanket and played the sand.
Gosh, was the chap Kennard, the petty officer in charge of you, was he with you there?
No.
He
was in the camp, but he'd be in the camp
officer's place. Ah, right. So, at what level of the hierarchy did the officers get to go back home? And what was the camp? He went and.
Lieutenant commanders and lieutenants. And the sub-lieutenants, I expect all of them went back. We never see them again.
Really?
No.
But did you ever hear what happened to any of them?
No.
No. Did you ever want to know?
No.
Were you disgusted with it?
Yeah.
That's right, I put a word in your mouth then, didn't I? I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't say, how did you feel?
Well, we were gutted, and that's we were really gutted.
And everybody felt the same.
It'd be better if he'd have said that we've all got to go back into a pool. And then go from there. When you've been promised to go home, you hadn't got anything, or what you stood up.
But in Mr. Reedy's book that he did about Spartan, the Little Blue Book, there's a song or a poem in there about I'm only a Spartan survivor. Do you know when that was written, or who wrote it? Because it's got a nom there, hasn't it? Very handy. Yeah. Right. So, what happened next?
Well, then we went into the pool, and most of us were sent to the order.
Right. So how did you get that that order through, or that sort of what was it called? Summons to the Aurora. Right.
To the the fleet, who the officer was ever in charge of the Mediterranean fleet.
And was that posted up on a wall somewhere, or were you all summoned in? You know, in
there you were, pipes before you have the public address.
Right, and you all had to go out and sort of stand to attention, sort of thing.
Go and get it out. We went on the two French destroyers.
Gosh.
The terrible. What's the name of the other one? They were fast, but they did not stink.
Really?
Oh, they were, we all stopped on the upper deck. You can replace up the low gates.
Really? Why was it? Was it engine smell or human smell?
Urine smell.
Oh, ooh.
Terrible, honestly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
They were fast, which was a good thing. I was stuck under the torpedoes, you know.
Under the torpedoes?
Yeah.
God. On the upper deck, sort of
on
thing?
On the upper deck, yeah.
So you're all sort of camped out, sort of on the upper deck, right? Gosh. So when were you first kitted out with proper navy clothes again? Because you would have just you'd have lost everything, wouldn't you, on Spartan?
Yeah.
So when were you proper?
I can't remember. I think we kitted out in Malta.
Right. What did you wear up till then? Because you would.
Well, we had odd bits and pieces give us. I still had my boilers, of course, and my boots and a pair of socks. The best.
You just kept washing those out, did you?
Yeah, and then they gave us a battle dress jacket, khaki battle dress jacket. And then they kitted us out properly.
So, do you remember anything else about your time on the French ship? You were on the Terrible, were you?
Oh, you were on the Terrible.
You were on the Terrible.
They were fast, they were good ships.
Yeah. What sort of ships were they?
Destroyers.
They were proper big.
Oh yeah, they were the camouflage of black and white. Zigzags.
Gosh.
Oh yeah, they were good ships. They joined us on the Save of France landing with the Aurora.
Was that sort of camouflage, black and white? Would that have worked? Was that Mediterranean?
Yeah,
it worked, did it?
You didn't get you didn't know really what a bigger ship it was because it distorted it.
Oh, right. So optical illusion sort of thing. Oh, right. Oh, did you have any contact with the officers or men on that ship?
Right.
Up to Taranto. Right. So what happened at Taranto?
We joined the Aurora then.
Right. Were you long in Taranto? Were you very long?
Yeah, we did London Reaper, you see. She'd just come down from the Dodecanese, you know, the pepper in up there.
Right.
You funnel them all, but that's what we have.
Was she called something like the...
Yeah, Silver Phantom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so she had quite a sort of a legend, a reputation about her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And her sister, she did the Penelope.
What sort of accommodation were you in at Taranto?
On the ship.
Oh, you went straight onto the ship?
Yeah.
Oh, so while she was being refitted and you were on the ship.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So what was the state of the Aurora when you first saw her?
Quite a mess.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she must have limped, sort of.
Yeah, but she soon got her going again.
Gosh. So, did you have similar sort of duties to what you'd had on Spartan?
Oh, yeah.
Was it very, very similar?
Oh, yes, they're all similar.
Yeah.
It's all very similar.
Right, because with the Spartan, she relied perhaps too much on electrical power.
Yeah.
But what about the Aurora?
Oh, we had a wonderful radar system on that. Some of the best.
Better than Spartan?
I wouldn't say it was better than Spartan, but it's almost as good.
Right. And what about power-wise? Was she...
Oh, yeah. Oh, she got plenty of power.
Yeah.
Oh, she was a good ship.
Right. And did she? Whereas Spartan relied more on electrical power, what about the
standby diesels and all that on board.
Right. So she would stand more of a chance if she was.
Well, yeah. If she was. The firefighting system was wasn't so up to date as Spartan, but it was. You got two or three systems at which you could work on.
Right. I mean, could you say sort of overall which was the better ship, or sort of design-wise? Or is it like swings and roundabouts?
They're entirely different in design. The old Spartan, well, she was all right. But the Aurora, she was a good one. No, I mean, good.
And what about the regime on the Aurora?
When we joined the Aurora, the captain spoke to Captain Barnard, and are you recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Captain Barnard said,
"Do you want me to stop for
you?"
Oh, okay, right. Carry on. No, it's
when we were been on there 2 or 3 days, he came over the public address system and said that he knew. Very disappointed we were at what had happened, and he felt very sorry for us.
Really?
And he knew that a few of you, he said, were in the kick against the traces. And I'll be very fair with you if you're fair with me. Yeah. And he said, for the first 3 months, I won't take too much notice of the misdemeanours. Well, they're not too serious.
God.
So you play the game with me. And after that 3 months, we go back to normal working routines.
Gosh.
He was just good to his word.
And everybody.
You know, somebody come back aboard drunk, and it was a bit abusive, they'd turn a blind eye to that. But if a chap come aboard and started fighting everybody, well, that's a different matter. He never challenged anybody. That, you know, the mild misdemeanors, but the serious ones, well, you have to take notice of.
Did you feel more comfortable from that point of view on the Aurora?
Oh, yeah, good captain.
Because on the Spartan, if you look in the log, I think it gets up to about 50 something warrants being read.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
Yeah. Well, apparently there was a lot of ex prisoners on there, wasn't there?
Was there?
So they say, yeah. I didn't know. Fred was telling me all about this.
What did he say?
The court martial was on the way there, didn't they? So Fred was telling me, I don't know.
Right. Gosh. Were you aware of it?
No.
Right. So in your section, you sort of didn't know what was going on in other.
Yeah. Same on the Aurora, so we had a great master.
Gosh, because when warrants were read, what would that mean?
Well, you're court martial.
Really?
Oh,
that's what that meant?
Yeah.
Gosh. The high proportion of people on Spartan were...
I wouldn't say a high proportion. I think a lot of the crew were ex-jailbirds. But as far as I was concerned, they never affected me.
No. Was that because of a manpower shortage?
Well, I don't know whether it was just the... That just cropped up that way, that there was a few ex-prisoners there that was all on the same ship.
Gosh.
You don't know, do you?
No.
You don't know.
No. So, right. How long were you on the Aurora for in all? From Taranto.
February, March.
44.
And left in 46, I think, when I came home for Demol.
Gosh. So, what were the main operations that the Aurora was involved in? Yeah.
We were up in the Dodecanese. Up the Ionian and up the Aegean seas. We were landing on the island now. was a German garrison on there, which was a bit of a thorn in their side.
Was it a Greek island?
Yeah. And this is the one that that certain person said. That,
right.
and we bombarded that, and we went ashore with a landing party. Mm. Marines and sailors alike.
Mm.
And we no sooner got up off the beach and up and onto the hills and getting towards the garrison where it was. And they opened fire on us. They killed one Marine and wounded another. And then we radioed back from all bombarded. They had about 10 minutes of that, they surrendered. And those that were left, we brought back as prisoners. But on the enrolled and took them back to Alex.
Gosh. So, when you joined the Aurora, there was obviously some crew from the Aurora there already.
Yeah.
So, had quite a few of the crew been killed or anything?
Well, yeah,
when the Aurora came back into Taranto?
Time, there
right.
To go home.
Right. So quite a lot of the previous crew had gone for one reason or another.
Yeah.
So, like when you sort of had to fit into the your section, were you working just with Spartan survivors?
No.
There was a mixture of people
when you join a ship like that, you join it as a crew.
Right.
Irrespective of where you were before.
Right. And did the Spartan survivors get on fine with people who, you know, already been on Aurora for a while? Right.
Yeah.
And do you remember any visitors to the Aurora?
Yeah. Winston Churchill.
Oh, really? When was that?
That was when we went, and his daughter. And we went down in the Suez Canal to pick up the King of Saudi Arabia for a conference on board. Mm.
With Winston Churchill, gosh.
And they lifted the King of Saudi Arabia on with a crane because he was a cripple. And he came on with all his entourage, well-armed guards, took half a dozen goats, which at night they skinned, killed and skinned and cooked.
Mm.
And ate that. And when he left, he gave every member of the crew a present. He gave all the people that didn't have anything to do with him personally, like me, or he gave 10 coins, silver coins, which I've still got.
Gosh, but you got all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll show you them in a bit.
Oh, I've been shown one. I've seen ones, and I can't remember who showed it to me now. They pierced a hole in it.
A lot of them sold them in Italy.
Yeah.
And some of them had a brain made into bracelets.